The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Morning, everybody. I came back because evidently Alan thought the show was over.
I did. I really did. At the end of the first hour, I said, see you next week. I don't know why. I have no idea. Easily distracted by my beautiful wife. That's how that happened.
I would think you would want the show to go on a long time today because when you get off, we're going to be cutting vegetables for several hours.
I can't wait. How does a one-year-old birthday last, the celebration lasts for like 3 weeks?
No, it's a week, and we're good because I like to make mine last a month, so he hasn't caught up yet.
I know you like to make yours last a month. That I have lived through several times.
June is my birthday month.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I get for my birthday? Oh, yesterday was your birthday. Huh. Didn't realize that.
Now, well, you are so full of...
Happy belated birthday, honey.
You are so full of...
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
We're actually still on the air today.
Yeah.
He really thought we were done.
I honestly did. I thought we were done. I don't know. I have no idea why, but it's okay.
Yeah, you just had one of those moments.
Yeah, brain and whatever. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
And they get to listen to us for 2 hours, not just one.
Well, this is the final hour, so we're not making it 2 hours now.
I'm saying, on a regular day when you tried to cut us off after an hour.
Yeah, on a regular day we do 2 hours, that's for sure. Anyway, we're having a muzzleloader contest. What that means is the fine folks at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms, who make, in my opinion, one of the finest commercial muzzleloaders in the world, and they do every one of them right. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I have 5 CVA muzzleloaders. I have the handgun. I have 2 mountain rifles. I have the special edition with the 30-inch barrel for shooting long range. And then I have my former father-in-law's old CVA flintlock from back in the 70s. So that... We don't use that one, but, you know, anyway, I've been a CVA fan for a long, 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 long time. And they've been a long, long, long time supporter of the radio show, probably about 13, 14 years. We've been giving away a muzzleloader every October, November, and December.
This is one of my favorite times of year.
No, my favorite times, too. So, anyway, to get in the muzzleloader contest, call 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Chris. You got to go on the air. If you don't go on the air, we scratch you from the list. You got to go on the air with me. Just say, hi, happy day, good news, whatever. And, you know, just want to get in the contest. Or you could talk for, you know, your 3-minute time period if you like. So, having said all that, Joseph's on the line. Good morning, Joseph.
Morning, Joseph.
Hello, Joseph. Chris?
Joseph. Chris must be answering a phone.
Joseph.
Yeah, I was. All right, here we go. Here's Joseph.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning, Joseph.
You guys tried to talk to me just before the break, and I was apparently you have to breathe heavy into my phone. And Miss Robin, although I breathe heavy about you all the time.
Hey!
It's all right.
I just wanted to say good morning to you. I think you guys do a wonderful job. I was trying a couple of times to get the fishing hotline from Clyde. Do they still do that?
You know, I don't know. Brother Bill was the one that kept that thing updated, and I don't know if they're doing it or not.
And such a sad thing about that, too.
Indeed. Yep. 247 fish.
We'll find out.
You can try it, but I doubt if it's been updated any time.
Well, I had tried it even a couple of weeks back, maybe a month or so ago, and it just, maybe I was just the wrong time, maybe he was ill at the time. I'm sorry to hear about him, but.
Yep.
And they're a nice place. I go down there. I try to always go get my fishing license there because that's a great place to go.
Yes, indeed.
And pick up a couple of lures and do a few other things.
Well, of course. You got to do that.
So. And there was a joke about the priest, the rabbi, and the minister. And the priest and the minister fished all the time, but they fished on Saturday, so the rabbi couldn't go with them.
Oh.
And this is one of those stories where they're sitting in the fishing boat, and the priest and the minister both go to the shore, and then when the rabbi steps out of the boat, sinks. Of course, looks and says, should we have told him where the stepping stones are?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got that.
My story's got a little different ending, because when the rabbi's foot touched the bottom of the lake, the waters parted, and he walked out on dry land.
Oh, brother. Okay. All right, Joseph.
Did you get that?
I got it. Yes, I got it. I got it. Yes, indeed.
Listen, have yourself a wonderful rest of the month and a happy happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans coming up this coming Wednesday, I believe.
That's right.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
yes, indeed. Thanks to our veterans.
They've done for us. Yep.
All right, Joseph. Take care, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, look who's up. Fran, Miss Fran, how you doing, Miss Fran?
Yes, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Happy belated birthday to you. Listen, I have a hunting tip for Alan, okay?
Okay.
It's something that I saw in a catalog of mine. And had you had this down low, you might have gotten that buck.
Uh-huh.
A silent motion detector that will tell you when something is in the back of you or the front of you up to 100-150 yards.
Wow.
So if you had that down low, you would have known that deer was in the back of you. I mean, that buck was in the back of you.
Yeah.
And you would not have missed it. What do you think?
I think if I'd stayed the hell off the phone, I would have probably seen that deer coming.
Okay, it's like having eyes in the back of your head.
I like that idea.
It's advertised for hunting, or if you take your family camping, you can have it a silent, or you can have it make noise, you know, if you went camping or whatever. And you would always know when something, you know, was near your tent with their family.
Uh-huh. So when a raccoon passes by 50 feet away, that alarm's going off, and you're going to think it's a bear.
I think that's
Let's put it this way. You'll know something is coming in your
Something
path.
Is afoot, yeah.
That's right.
Well, here's the thing. I was told by the landowner that this buck had been there at about 3 o'clock for a couple of days, made the same path. And I thought, okay, that sounds good. Well, I totally disregarded the time, never even thought about the time. And sure enough, 3:15, there he was standing there. And
mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
close, a nice buck. I didn't get a really good look at his rack, but at this point, I'm shooting him because he's in that shooter type range. He was nice. He was probably as nice as that one on.
And I was thinking too, it might be nice for Chris. He could put it low on the ground, and maybe he could get a squirrel.
I like that idea. Chris, what went for Christmas?
Hey, Fran.
Yes.
I think you can sell that one to Chris easier than you can sell it to me.
Okay.
All right, girl. All
right,
thank you.
One.
All right, thank you.
You have a great one, Fran.
Bye-bye. Ronald, good morning, Ronald.
Good day, Mr. Allen, sir, and Mrs. Robin, and Chris, and everybody. How you doing this one? How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Miss Ruth, she's doing fine as well. I'm still listening to the show, Alan. Like I said, you know,
well,
I'm not a muzzleloader and this and that, that, but I'm still listening to the show.
That's good.
And I had to give you what Miss Fran just told you, Alan.
That was a good one, huh?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. But the better one last week, the one on the, like you said, here come the man going in the bar. I have a beer, and bartender said, what do you have? Give me a beer and a mop.
Yeah, that was a skeleton. Skeleton walked into the bar. Yeah, a skeleton. Give me a beer and a mop.
Yeah, that was a good one you got on me last week, Dad.
Right.
I like that one.
Yep.
A couple more.
All right, buddy.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Ronald. Appreciate you checking in. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye, Ronald.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Chandler.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you, sir?
And good morning, Robin. Alan, you probably don't remember me.
I sure heck do. used to listen at the 7-Eleven over there in Catonsville.
Boy, I tell you, it's been a long, long time. I still listen to you every week.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only listener that have never fished, never hunted, but I did win that muzzleloader some years ago.
Yeah.
And, So
I'm glad you won it, but what have you done with it?
Well, you know what happened? I'm retired now. And,
yeah.
And one of my co-workers that was an avid hunter, he had a friend that also was an avid hunter, and they wanted to do something for him and all. And to tell you the truth, I really wasn't using it. So I gave it. I donated it.
Well, good. I think that's good.
And he's getting use out of it.
Well, that's good. At least it's being put to good use. I like to hear that. So.
Alan, I tell you, we go back a long way.
We do, buddy. We really do. Yeah.
Well, listen, Alan, you got time. I got a joke that you I first heard on your show.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is the tale of the pig with the wooden leg.
That's one of my favorites. Go ahead.
This guy, farmer, was really proud of his farm, and he had this friend of his was a city slicker. He'd never been out to a farm, so he brought him out, and he said, let me show you around. He said, this is my cow. This is my horse. These are my crops. And the guy happened to look over and see, said, wait a minute, what's that? That pig's over there, got a wooden leg. What, you know, what's the story on that? And the farmer said, well, you know what, that's a great story. That pig is extraordinary. That pig saved our lives. We were asleep and the house caught on fire. The pig jumped through the window, got us up, saved our lives. The guy said, yeah, well, what about that wooden leg? He said, wait a minute. Said, my son was crossing the street and a truck almost hit him, but that pig jumped in the way, knocked him out of the way, saved his life. Well, wait a minute. Well, what about that wooden leg? He's wait, one more thing. My daughter fell down the well. The pig jumped down the well, dragged my daughter out, saved her life. I said, but what is it about that wooden leg? He said, a pig that good, you can't eat him all at one time.
I love it, Chin. I'm glad that joke tickled you. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I heard that one on my way to Easton. You know, I worked there in the town of Easton.
Right.
I did that 172 miles a day.
I remember you said that. Yes, sir.
But wait, one last thing, Alan.
Yes, sir.
I'm in Woodlawn.
Right.
And I have not, I mean, the deer have eaten all my hostas and everything.
Yeah.
This is the third year. But this year I have not seen one buck, not one.
Well, get ready because they're about to see one this week.
Yeah, the last time I saw a buck, he totaled my car going to Eastern.
Oh, you don't want that. Okay. Yeah, you don't want that. So.
But anyway, Robin, I think this is the first time I spoke with you.
Yes, it is.
You're a very lovely lady, and I know you got got to be good if you're still here with Alan.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, Chandler, we do go back a long, long time, 25, 30 years, I bet.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling back.
Stay in touch.
Good evening.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're all right. How about you?
Good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I just wanted to, not into the contest, but, man, I'm 61 years old.
Okay.
I've been around the Bay since as long as I can remember. We got the best crabs I've ever seen. Last weekend, we're going to go down and pick up four more bushels. Well, we know a commercial crabber that we get
sure.
from, but I'm telling you, these are the most beautiful as hard crabs. They're beautiful, man. And
I had somebody send me a message about a bushel of crabs that only had 42 crabs in it. That is amazing, man. That's big crabs.
Huge. That's
yep.
huge.
Yep. So.
They're 6.5, 7, 8 inches a piece, man.
Yep. They're nice.
Yeah, they're getting hard and heavy. We used to get them out of Easton a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but down there in the Tredavon, I think it's the Tredavon down there at the end of Port Street.
I know where it is, yep.
It's all. They haven't been that good for the last couple of years, but I'm going to tell you, we hooked up with this another supplier that we knew, and these crabs are unreal.
Yeah.
They're unreal. Let me ask you a question now, and I'll. How many times does a female crab reproduce?
She mates once, but
right.
she can produce 5, 6, 7 egg sacs.
Okay, egg sacs. Here's another one for you. What's the life of a crab? What's it like? 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, about that.
2 or 3 years, and then
yep.
These crabs get big when they mix with the. That's why the crabs are small in Chrisfield, but there's a ton of them. But the crabs get big, I think, when they mix with the brackish water, like up in the Y and the upper chop tank and things like that. I think that is.
All kinds of theories. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call. We got to move on. Appreciate
it. Hey, buddy. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, for the second hour. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, Stanley. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Jake.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I want to just touch a little bit on what Stanley was just talking about. We're headed out for our last run this morning, my father-in-law and his best friend, and he was talking about the tread not being so good, but we've had really, really good success the last 2 years.
Okay.
For sure, big, heavy crabs. So.
Yep. All right. Have you ever crabbed the road river?
No, but we're headed to the Y today just
okay.
because last trip of the year, wanted to stay close. We're from Wilmington, so we drive down here, but we have not.
Right.
Is that a suggestion? Are you suggesting?
No, I'm suggesting it's a good river. Yeah, the Road River sure is.
And where is that exactly?
That is outside of Annapolis.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I mean,
Robin, you want to track that down for me, exactly where the Road River is?
The rut, which?
R-H-O-D-E, Road River.
Hold on.
Road River, Maryland.
I'm working on it.
We'll look that up. And then
yep.
you know, we generally do a 1,000, you know, 1,000-foot line.
Yep.
Six necks, probably, you know, 15 troughs. And we hit them pretty good every
yeah.
Where would you say it was? I'm sorry.
Road River outside of Annapolis, isn't it?
Road River?
R-H-O-D-E, yes.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
All right, well, we'll figure you out here in a minute.
All right. I'm getting it.
Well, we appreciate the time, and we'll
yep.
talk to you real quick.
We'll keep listening. We'll put it out there as soon
it's
as we nail it down.
It's a tributary of the West River in Annapolis.
It's a tributary of the West River.
South of the South River.
South of the South River.
South of the South River. Sounds good. I can remember that.
All right.
Southeastern portion of the county. It's around Beverly Beach.
Beverly Beach, Anne Arundel County.
I'll go off at that point.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
I got it. It took me a minute.
Okay. Take care. All right. Chris, anybody else on the line, or do you think we should do our first break?
I think you should do your first break.
Well, actually, it's our third break if we're doing 2 hours. But
now you realize we're doing 2 hours.
I had no idea, honestly. All right. Well, let's talk about a couple of firearms from Browning at Browning Hunting Headquarters, which is Clyde Sports Shop. For waterfowl, and these youngsters are out there today, and this is a good gun that they can grow into. Veterans are out there as well. It's the A5. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It's a Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades DuraTouch Camo Finish Stock and Barrel, Fiber Optic Front Sight, Humpback Receiver just like your grandfather's A5, Ergo Balance Recoil Operated Kinematic Drive, and that's important. It's recoil operated. It's not gas operated. It's recoil operated. Autoloader Shotgun with a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. You can't beat that. That's for sure. Semi-automatic or autoloader shotgun, the A5. And then here's another autoloader. It's called the BAR. It's a high-powered rifle, the Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. Now, this is a cool-looking firearm as well. It's a burnt bronze Cerakote finished barrel. It's got the Arid Urban Camo composite shim adjustable stock with influx recoil pad. The Hell's Canyon Speed guns and gear are built to be durable and lightweight, the perfect tools for serious hunters who need the gear as lean and tough as they are. Large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, it's the BAR Autoloader Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed Rifle. Both of those are available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. The website is Clyde Sports, 2S's in the middle.com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you went. They're open 7 days a week since 1957. Then we have Backyard Billy's. Do you have a beautiful fireplace you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. And if that sounds familiar, you can fix that. All you have to do is visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's like we did. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro, that's the brand, E-N-V-I-R-O, EX35 gas fireplace insert. After disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations, Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Robin sits here, presses the button, the heat comes on, the flames come up just like now, and it's, you know, it's, the blower comes on, you want to light up the firebox, we can do that, get it all just perfect in the room, no question. Very cozy. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands of fireplaces. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, a new gas, a new electric, a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Creative Concepts Taxidermy is Maryland's premier life-size studio, providing five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, just off Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates is also close by. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. You'll see a muskox thundering down the tundra. You'll see two leopards playing on a tree. There's a one-ton floor crane that can handle the largest life-size projects. If you'd like to take a look, you can visit the showroom. John George, the taxidermist, will be glad to show you around, and he specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. With 30 years' experience, Creative Concepts Taxidermy realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates those animals from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or weekends with an appointment. Give them a call, 410-799-1558. 799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back.
Find a reason to step outside this weekend. Some beautiful weather continues all weekend and into the new week. We could see some rain showing up in the forecast by mid part of next week. 72 degrees this afternoon, 48 tonight. Sunday sunshine with a high of 70 and low 70s Monday, Tuesday with sunshine. Rain Wednesday, Thursday with 60s and 70s in the forecast for mid part of next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say you're yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You're the man. You're the man.
I'm glad you're all having fun with that.
I love that song.
Just wait. So, our buddy Joe emailed and said, when you said see you next week, I thought I was abducted by aliens and there was an hour I couldn't account for. any callers on the line that want? Oh, Josh is on the line. Good morning, Josh. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Is this Alan?
It is. Is this the one and only Josh?
It is. I had a question for Alan about, is this the proper time to move my hydrangeas?
Wrong, Alan.
Oh, I thought that the Sportsman's Radio Show went off at 6 this morning.
That's good.
Let me tell you where it can move your hydrangeas, buddy.
I'm headed for the farm, big guy. I got work to do.
Yeah, how'd you like that picture of that bear?
Which, I didn't see which picture of bear. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. That 537 pound. I wish it was a little better picture. There's a couple other pictures I'll have to send you. So.
Yeah, what do you think that one I sent you weighs?
No.
It was amazing.
Well over 6, I have no doubt. No doubt at all. Maybe
really?
More. Maybe more. Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
You're better at estimating than I am. So
yeah.
I think you're worth it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen big bears, and I've seen photos of big bears, and you know, when you're up close and personal, that bear was just so fat. I mean, you couldn't even tell he had legs. You know, that was the main thing. Little short-legged bear, you know.
Yeah, it looked big to me, but I'm not as good a judge.
I've seen big bears in Canada that are just absolutely amazing. Of course, I've always shot the smaller one, you know, before I see the bigger one, but. Man,
yeah.
first time I was up there, I saw a 400-pound bear at 50 yards, and, I mean, it was immense. And then the second time I was up, I had a bear on the ground and walked out to see if I could contact anybody. And Bruno was walking up the trail towards me. I mean, he looked like his brisket was almost on the ground. He had those squat front legs, you know, the bow-legged front legs and just, you know. And the night before that, I had seen a big boar come in just at dark, and he dwarfed everything else that was there. So, yeah, big bears are pretty amazing to see, no question.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is the first year that I've ever had a camera, a game camera.
Right.
And I've been working on our farm. You know what I've been trying to accomplish. You know, I've never had I guess you would call it like an inventory of bucks.
Right.
And the game cameras are a game changer.
No question.
And, you know, you actually, no, I'm not going to shoot that 8 because I know what else is here, you know. It's,
uh-huh.
It's amazing. It's almost kind of sickening because I'm a little addicted to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, do you have the picture sent to your phone?
Yes, I do.
You're distracted all day then. I get
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to be able to afford to do that.
What's the name of it?
Well, I don't want to advertise anything.
I know, but have him text you the name.
Yeah, you can text me
what's
the name, right? Text me the brand name. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting very affordable, actually. And you can turn them on and off and not pay year-round fees and everything. So.
That's cool. Okay.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
All right. Well, take a look at that.
Anyhow, well, listen. Take care, buddy. Get out there and get that buck that you missed there the other day.
Now, are you hunting today?
No, I'm working. I've got I got my tractor up there. I've got equipment up there, and I need to bring it back for wintertime.
Yeah, well, you need to get out there and bow hunt the rut because it's happening right now.
I know it. And they have a fall turkey season up there right now, too. So.
Oh, man.
It's tough to decide what I want to do.
I hear you. All right, buddy. Take care.
Okay.
Josh, take
thanks,
it easy.
Josh.
Please send him that.
Bye-bye.
Yep, we'll do it. Bye.
Let's talk to Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis and Ms. Robin. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. Good. How about you, buddy?
Doing great.
Yeah, staying busy, you know.
That's good. Any deer yet in the freezer?
Nah, I've only been out maybe 3 times now, and I've seen one, and it just saw me before I saw it, and otherwise I've had them come run up to me through the brush and take off because they didn't like what they saw.
Yeah, I had a very close encounter last night, let's say 12 to 15 yards, and he was a nice buck. He was a nice buck, but, you know, you got to pay attention rather than text your wife on the phone.
I can relate.
About squirrels.
Well, sometimes you got to talk about them crazy squirrels, man.
Well,
the squirrel was stealing his corn. What do you call them? Cobs?
Deer corn. Yeah, corn. I set 2 boxes of cobs out here in the yard, a while back to eventually take up to the farm, and the squirrels broke into it, tore the side off the crate, the wooden crate. Now they're reaching in and pulling out the whole cobs. So I'm just going to let them have them. So, and this squirrel was wild looking. We call him Pepe. He's black and white. I mean, he's nice. Just wild looking. So anyway,
he has harvested a black squirrel before, and he sits on the wall at my grandmother's house.
Oh, there you go. So cool.
The white one is yet to ever show. I've seen one in real life, though.
Sitting
on a point where he was. He was in a community.
We've got them everywhere from pure white to smoke to black and white to gray and white. I mean, there's just all kinds of
color
combinations here. There's black squirrels with sable-colored tails. It's just amazing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
That amazes me with some of the stuff they do, let alone the colors they are.
That's exactly right. So, well, good luck out there, buddy. I know you just called to get in the muzzleloader contest, and I hope you win.
If I do, I do. It'd be another one to add to the collection. I think I got four. I think I got two side hammers and two inlines, and might have a possible one in the future. I just got to convince the missus to let me get it.
Well, you got a good selection there of muzzleloaders. I have a similar collection.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show this morning because, unfortunately, instead of calling you because I'm sitting behind a deer, I'm calling you because I got to go in here to work.
Got to go to work. All right, Carl. Take care, buddy.
Yep, you guys have a good one. Happy hunting, sir, and Miss Robin. I hope you enjoy cutting your vegetables later.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
He can't wait.
I can't wait.
Hey, it's not too bad. I know the pain.
All right, Carl. Take care, buddy.
You have a great day.
You too. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Yep, bye-bye. All right. Anybody else there, Mr. Chris?
No, sir, but I think maybe it might be a good idea to go ahead and do the second break. Get it out of the way.
In case
we have a last-minute flurry of callers.
Already? I can do that. I could certainly do that. Well, I have to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. Clyde's has not only the great Browning firearms that we talked about, but he carries a lot of other different models as well for any type of hunting. The self-defense firearms are still in short supply. The manufacturers haven't gotten caught up. There's a limited supply of handguns if you'd like to take a look at that. But, you know, with this primitive muzzleloader season coming up in February, well, you know, Clyde's carries the other brand, the Thompson Center brand, but if you look at the accessories, and I was looking the other day, they've got a whole selection of round balls and patches for 50, 54, 45 caliber, 58 caliber. For those of you who want to take a step back into, back to the future, I guess, or whatever. But the primitive season is flintlock, is percussion cap, which Carl called side hammers, for the muzzleloaders, and then it's longbows and recurve bows. So I don't own a longbow, but I own a couple of recurves, and I own a really nice percussion cap, a couple of them. I own a few flintlocks. So you shoot a round ball in those traditional firearms, and round balls are readily available at Clyde Sports Shop. So check that out. The black powder. Couldn't talk to Mr. Clyde the other day. I did talk to him, but he was in the midst of a ATF black powder inspection, so had to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted on that one. So they've got the powder, they've got the bullets, they've got the expertise to help you out with that. So 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, any type of firearm, ammunition, licenses, gunsmithing, scope mounting, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically, recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 71 94 Mata Video Road, just off Route 1 in Jessup. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100 and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling. The showroom's 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects in Maryland's premier life-size studio. Creative Concepts Taxidermy provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. And hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. And you get an appointment by calling 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com, and you'll be glad you did. Backyard Billies. Like to talk about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and there's a reason for that. They know fire. They know all about fire and heat. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, maybe a nice Christmas present, pellet grills by Traeger. That's one you just set and forget. The Big Green Egg charcoal grill, the Kamado Joe, similar, right there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire? Just, you know, if you don't want to do anything special with your fireplace except, you know, put a set of gas logs in there, you know, maybe run them off of propane if you want. A Real Fire. You can install them in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Now, gas wall fireplaces can add that special look to any room. You know, you see, I don't know if you've seen these. These are really cool. You look on the wall and there's fire in the wall. You know, it's just a gas fireplace that sits in the wall. Okay.
I think they're awesome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you like them. And they have the gas fire tables, you know, for out on the deck or in the backyard. They're really cool to sit around and roast marshmallows and make s'mores. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com. The Hearth America Facebook page, call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Don't I warn you when you're getting fat?
Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday?
Well,
Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister?
Don't I take her driving every night?
So sit here at my feet, cause I like you when you're sweet.
And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
So burn up your love on fire.
Everybody sing.
Go get some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans.
Come on, baby,
and fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And
come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right. We like those dueling songs, right?
Yes, we do.
Back and forth. The man song. You were laughing your butt off over there with the lyrics to that. So Chris at least is fair. He's an equal opportunity offender.
Yes, he is. I love it.
Uh-huh. Wow. I think we have Mike on the line that had to endure all that. Good morning, Mike. Did Mike stay? Huh?
I had to endure all that.
I'm sorry about that. How you doing?
It wasn't that bad.
Good.
I think Robin should have chimed in a little bit.
No, I was...
Oh, she was singing the man song earlier, so...
Okay, I heard that too, I think. we're headed back out to Liberty again this week, Alan.
Are they biting that well?
Bass fishing. We caught like 13 last week. Four pounds was the biggest one, but...
4 pound, largemouth or smallmouth?
Largemouth.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I got a smallie that big in there. I don't know what the heck's going on in there.
Let me tell you, I hooked the biggest smallmouth I ever hooked in my life. I mean, I've caught 5 pounders, 21-inch, you know, smallmouth up at some of the other reservoirs. But I was fishing with my buddy Glenn. Raining, rainy day, nasty day. Trying to fish beds, couldn't see them, and he knew there was a bed over by this stick sticking out of the water, and he said, "Throw right in front of that and just let it set." I did. That fish took it. I set the hook. That fish was a giant. Set the hook. The fish came up and jumped over the stick, and that was it. That was it. All done.
That's awesome. Yeah
it was great. Great to.
There's some huge ones in Liberty. There's plenty of them in there, 4 and 5 pounds.
Oh, I know. State record came out of there, didn't it?
Yeah.
8.4?
Gary Peters caught one out there, 11.4 or something.
No, 8.4.
No, 8.4.
8.4, yep. That's a big fish.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Well, good luck out there, bud.
Enjoy.
Muzzleloader in there, and look, when you get home, you have fun cutting them vegetables up here.
Yeah, well, I'll have a great time.
All I've got to do is walk from the couch to the dining room.
I've got a nice sharp knife. You don't have to worry about that. So it won't take long.
When I'm doing stuff like that, I usually pull it over to the table and I sit on the couch while I'm watching TV and doing it.
Yep.
Oh, we will be.
Don't worry. We'll be doing that. So, all right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. See you.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
You too, Robin. Bye-bye.
All right. Mike's a good guy. Well, let's see who's on the line. That would be Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
Doing great.
Doing wonderful. How are you?
About an hour ago, I thought the show was over.
Oh, gosh, you guys.
We're never going to let you live that down.
Well, that's all right.
I know.
That's all right. That's all right. At least you weren't abducted by aliens.
There you go.
Yeah. I think Josh did the best with calling in about the hydrangeas.
Yeah, that was a funny show. That was funny. Thank you, Josh. Anyway, what's on your mind there, Captain Don?
I'm in the car this morning with my lovely wife, Natalie, and we were listening to the song you played coming out of the break.
Okay.
And her face changed from when she first heard the song until she figured out what it was.
Oh, no.
I got smacked across the head.
Did she miss the man song?
Did she miss the man song?
The man song. Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Well, the other one.
The man song is the one.
The man song is the one that makes fun of men, and they put another log on the fire. Has to do with a man's relationship with his woman. So.
Okay.
We'll have to send in the man song.
Yes. So.
Okay. Well, all right. Anyway. Say hi.
Hi.
I got to jump off the phone right this second.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Take care.
See ya. There he goes. Okay. Usually I'm the guy with my finger on the cutoff button, but apparently his wife was.
I think they're in traffic, huh?
Probably. Yeah. Oh, my. Any other callers on the line here, Uncle Chris?
No, sir. It's it.
Well, we have, what, like 2 minutes left, right?
Remember, we're going to send him the man song.
Yep. What did you say, Rob?
Make a note. We're going to send him a copy of that song.
And we'll try to send Captain Don a copy of the man song, if you want.
I'll find it.
All right. We'll try and find it. I know it's available on YouTube. Robin?
What?
People think this is the second one now that it was your birthday.
No. It's my grandson's. Our grandson's
first birthday that goes on for like weeks and weeks.
Yeah, you wait to June. My birthday goes on a month. I will teach him well, but this one's starting out in a week.
Yes. So Jordan says belated birthday wishes to Robin. He talks about the election. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate the well wishes and your thoughts on the election.
I'll save them for June.
Yes. You'll save the well wishes till June. Well, I think it's been a good show.
And I think it's been great.
I think we will see you next week after this. The rut is in, I don't know, I won't say full swing yet, but I will say I've seen a lot of nice deer go down. Halloween was actually kind of the kickoff. It usually is Halloween. The peak is about the 10th. Usually, according to our buddies at Quality Deer Management, Maryland. So, you know, you got some time, but, you know, now that those big boys are on their feet and they're looking for does, it'll go into the end of the hunting season. It'll go into January, go into the late muzzleloader season, November, and then it'll come back to a little peak in the firearm season or near the end of the firearm season, and then right in the middle of the late firearm or late muzzleloader season, or even the late firearm season, they'll be on the hunt again. So continue to use the scent. Continue.